everyone. Welcome to The Progressive Vibe. I am your host, as always, Dodrick. Today's date is February 20th, 2022. This is Season 6, Episode 5, and the title of this episode is called Party Foul. So in today's show, I wanted to discuss party infighting between the corporate wing and the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. To help break that down, we will share an article produced by NBC News that reads, House Democrats launch PAC to protect incumbents from attacks from within. Should be a very, very interesting show we have lined up for you guys today. But before we get into today's main show, I wanted to go over a quick few things, which is thank you to the listeners of the show for making The Progressive Vibe what it is today. Without your support, your donations, you liking and sharing the show, there would be no Progressive Vibe. We have gained a following, and that is super, super awesome. Again, as I always try to stress, this is a welcoming community. So if you are new to politics, if you like politics, or if you're just simply trying to keep in the loop, I really, really do appreciate you guys subscribing to the show, or just, again, just sharing the show with loved ones and friends. And I couldn't appreciate you guys more. Also, you can catch The Progressive Vibe on any platform, honestly, that you can listen and get your podcast. So if you are a Apple user, you can get it on Apple Podcasts. If you are a Android user, you can get it on Google Podcasts. Also, we are on the award-winning Good Pods podcast app. So if you guys haven't heard about Good Pods, it is a very popular podcast app that a bunch of podcast users and creators use. So if you haven't got a chance to check out Good Pods, I highly recommend that. So yeah, guys, we are on all platforms. You can get your podcast. Also, The Progressive Vibe has a website. You can find our latest episodes. You can email us and get in touch with the show. You can find more about me, the host of the show. You can donate and subscribe to the show on theprogressivevibe.com. Again, the website is theprogressivevibe.com. Also, if you don't want to become a subscriber to the show, which I hope eventually you will, we do have subscribers of the show. If you don't want to become a subscriber to the show, that is perfectly okay. If you like to do a contribution to the show without subscribing, you can do this on the show's Cash App. That is DahDee92. Again, that is DahDee92. And last but not least, this podcast is sponsored by anchor.fm. If you are a listener of the show and want to make your own podcast, you can do this on Anchor. It is definitely the easiest way to make a podcast. Again, if you want to learn more about this and learn more to get started, you can go to anchor.fm.com to know more. On that note, guys, after this break, we will get into today's main show. I will see you on the other side. Hey guys, welcome to the main show. So let's jump right into this article. Again, this article was produced by NBC News that reads, House Democrats launch PAC to protect incumbents from attacks from within. So it goes on to say, progressive groups have been increasingly aggressive in targeting fellow Democrats. It goes to say, three senior House Democrats have launched a new political group to defend incumbents facing primary challenges, according to group founders. The Political Action Committee, called Team Blue, will fill a gap for members running for re-election who might not be able to get help from the official committees of the Democratic Party to fend off primary challenges. Democrats aren't taking any risks ahead of a difficult round of midterm elections as they try to hold on to their slim 4-seat majority in the House. Historically, the party of the president has lost seats in Congress in the midterm election. Those losses could be made worse by tumultuous primary challenges. So let's take a pause and break this down. You have three senior House Democrats within the party who's launching a new political group to help defend off others within their own party. More progressive minded people is what they're trying to fend off here. Let's not try to lose sight to what's going on here. The three senior House Democrats, let's be real, are corporate PAC Democrats, people who fund their campaigns are corporations predominantly. And they fear that too many progressives will get in the way of the corporate rule of the party. Let's just be real. And I'm so happy to see that there are more progressive minded incumbents that are trying to challenge the establishment, because I think what's going on here is pretty obvious. Actual progressives don't take corporate PAC money. They fight for policies for people like me and you. But everyone in the progressive caucus isn't an actual progressive. So you have people within the progressive caucus who aren't really there for progressive policies in my mind. And they have this pack that they're, you know, unleashing called Team Blue. And to me, all it says is, we want to keep the status quo. And if that is forming another PAC, a corporate funded PAC, then that is what we're going to do. It's kind of sad because, again, the country is mainly progressive. A lot of these progressive policies and ideals that has showed in data, the country overwhelmingly support things like expanding Medicaid, addressing climate change, extending child tax credits. And we've seen time and time again, the corporate wing of the party doesn't want this. They get in the way and they stop it. On the other hand, trying to convince us that this is one team. We're all on the same team here. No, you're not. True progressives don't take corporate PAC money. The only side that the progressives are on are the side of the people. They don't have financial incentives that cause them to vote against their constituents. The corporate wing does, but they try to play like they don't, and it's not going to work. It's not going to work. And we see this by the abysmal numbers that the Democrat has when it comes to favorability in the country. The Biden administration has plummeted. Their approval rating has plummeted. And like it said, you know, they're trying to hold on to a slim 4-seat majority in the House, and it's even slimmer in the Senate. And, you know, historically, the party of the president has, you know, lost seats. And I would be shocked if the Democrats come November doesn't lose the Senate and, quite frankly, even the House. Let's continue to read some of this. It goes on to say some of the primary challengers enjoy well-funded support from outside groups. Huh. Justice Democrats encouraged to change left-wing groups that enjoy support from well-known members like Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat out of New York, have been unafraid to pump money into races to oust Democratic incumbents. Adding to the risk for incumbents is coming redistricting process when incumbent Democrats will find themselves making the case to new constituencies or possibly merged into a district with another member. The PAC is being established by three rising stars in the Democratic caucus. And that's Representative Hakeem Jeffries of New York, Josh Geithenheimer of New Jersey, and Terry Sewell of Alabama. This is what Representative Hakeem Jeffries said in a quote. The House Democratic Caucus is the most diverse, vibrant legislative caucus in the history of the Republic. This effort to protect our incredible members is an extension of my job as caucus chair to ensure that members are successful as elected representatives and building campaigns to communicate with the people they represent. End quote. Because the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, or DCC, doesn't engage in primaries and focuses its resources on members in the most competitive districts, Team Blue Pack will help those who might be in safe seats for the party but facing a primary challenger. The group also wants to help members whose seats may seem safe but become competitive at the last minute. A person familiar with the formation of the PAC said there were complaints from some Democrats about the party's campaign structure. Let's stop right there. The person who's familiar with the formation of the PAC that said that, yes, it should be complaints about the party's campaign structure, because who are the ones that's funding this Team Blue Pack? If we just take a moment and just research what I've done, who've already donated to this quote Team Blue Pack, you will find that that there are insurance companies, that there are financial groups, even major tech companies like Comcast that have donated to this Team Blue Pack. So it's obvious the corporate money is there within that pack to let you know what that pack true intentions are. And, you know, Hakeem Jeffrey talks about it's the most diverse and vibrant legislative caucus. Let's get something straight here. Diversity is great, don't get me wrong. Being vibrant is awesome, don't get me wrong. But you have to bring more to the table than just the makeup of the party. What are the policies? What is the agenda of that party? Whether that's the Democratic Party in this case, which we're talking about, or the Republican Party, or the Green Party, whatever party. You can't just sit up here and try to placate towards certain things like having a diverse makeup of the party. Having ethnicity representation is a good thing. again, so I'm not trying to, I'm really not trying to say that it's not, you know, when you have an overall makeup of what the party looks like, that does help. Because from the eye test, it seems like you're being represented. But again, when it comes down to actually providing what the party needs to keep that power, to retain that power, what do you have to do? You can't just placate with words. You have to actually submit and pass legislation that's going to be beneficial towards not just white people, not just black people, not just Latino, not just Asian, but everyone. When you have a healthy representation policy-wise that actually helps people, that actually helps ordinary folks, you would actually start to see an improvement in approval numbers with your party structure, and there would be less infighting. Because what it seems like now is you have corporate Democrats who are gearing up to take on people within their own party, literally introducing new PACs to try to stop progressive candidates from challenging corporate incumbents. That's not a smart move. That's just not a smart move. More of that breakdown after this. This was a statement by the source that was familiar with the formation of the PAC, the Team Blue PAC. They said, quote, "For a long time, members have been saying that we provide support to the DCCC, but the DCCC doesn't provide support to us. The new PAC comes amid a deepening divide over ideological purity among Democrats. Those on the far left are increasingly arguing that moderates have no place in the party, including drawing hard lines on issues like abortion, racial justice, and climate change. Progressive challengers have also had success, including Ocasio-Cortez, who ousted former Representative Joe Crowley in 2018, who at that time held the same leadership position in the House Democratic Caucus that Jeffries now does. In 2020, Representative Cori Bush, Democrat out of Missouri, and Jamal Bowman, Democrat out of New York, were elected after defeating longtime Democratic House members in primaries." Two of the group's leaders, Gottenheimer and Sewell, represent the more moderate factions of the Democratic caucus, which are more likely to see primaries from the left. Gottenheimer is co-chair of the Bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus, and Sewell is a member of the New Democrat Coalition and the Congressional Black Caucus. Hakeem Jeffries is a member of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, can't believe that, whose members are also facing primaries from the left. The group plans to defend progressive members Carolyn Maloney, Democrat out of New York, and Representative Danny Davis, Democrat out of Illinois, who are already facing primary challenges from the far left. This was a quote by Gottenheimer. He said, quote, "This is to protect the majority, and the only way we can win the majority is to have a big tent party and ensure that our members have resources they need to communicate their accomplishments and the values we all care about," end quote. I will attach this article along with the podcast so you guys can check it out. But to break down the rest of this, or elaborate more on the rest of this, I just want to say a couple of things. When it comes to cutting one's own agenda, the Build Back Better agenda, the Biden agenda, who's actually cutting the costs? It's the moderates of the Democratic Party. It's not the progressives. So let's ask ourselves, who fought to expand and extend child tax credits for families across the country? It was the progressives. Who wants to expand Medicare for people here in the United States? It's the progressives. And as I said before, actual progressives don't take corporate PAC money. They fight on the issues that me and you care about. And as I said, everyone in the progressive caucus, such as Hakeem Jeffries, is not an actual progressive. It helps for marketing purposes. Because your resume says otherwise. Hakeem Jeffries, Representative Hakeem Jeffries, is one of the biggest corporate Democrats in the country. That's just facts. That's not me making this up. His resume says he's one of the biggest corporate funded politicians in Congress. Progressives were the ones who were in partnership with the Biden administration trying to help pass the administration's own agenda. It was the moderate Democrats, like Hakeem Jeffries, who killed Build Back Better, like Kyrsten Sinema, like Joe Manchin. You know, and it kills me. Corporate Democrats talk about supporting effective legislators. This is what Hakeem Jeffries said. So really, when you say that, what do you mean by effective? The Biden administration, the Democrats passed a COVID relief bill to what it feels to be decades ago. It wasn't decades ago, but it feels like it was. Trump passed a couple of COVID relief bills when he was in office. So naturally, you haven't passed anything, Democrats. And again, I want to give credit where credit due. To some extent, they later passed that bipartisan infrastructure bill. But let's be real, it was laced with corporate handouts. And I guarantee you, the only reason that it was bipartisan, one of the main reasons you had bipartisan support from the Republicans is that it had corporate handouts. Yes, we have a crumbling infrastructure. Yes, we need new bridges. Yes, we need new roads. But when you really look at the breakdown of the bill, it had tons of corporate handouts. So I just really want the Democratic Party, mainly the corporate wing, which they won't, but mainly the corporate wing of the party to do some self-reflecting. Stop blaming the progressives. Stop blaming the Republicans. And yes, the Republicans should want better for the country. They should want better for their constituency. But a lot of their voters are fine with them doing the whole culture war talk. They're fine with continue to stoke flames within the country by saying the January 6th insurrection was a thing, but it really wasn't a thing. You have people within the party that still saying Trump actually won the presidency in 2020, which he didn't. But you also have people within the Republican Party, voters, that would not mind voting if it actually came to a vote, voting on measures that would help every ordinary person out there in the country. Every person with a every working person with a family or a loved one. Because at the end of the day, when you stop actually talking about stuff that you're going to do and actually implement them, you will start to change people's minds automatically. You don't have to convince people with words. When your actions speak, that will do the convincing. And unfortunately, we don't have that in the Democratic Party. But we're going to continue to work on it. And that's by progressives that are running for office get elected. Like a Nina Turner, who's running in her district. We have to get people who are going to fight for the cause elected, regardless of race or gender. Because the grassroots funded people, not the corporate PAC funded people, the grassroots funded people, the people who don't take corporate PAC money, are the people who you can trust to actually fight for the American people's agenda. It's just that simple. When we come back, we'll have the social media break of the show. Don't want to miss it. We'll be right back after these messages. Hey guys, welcome to the social media break of the show. So I go on Twitter and I'll share with you guys some recently liked tweets. So I do hope you enjoy. This is from Casey Lee, IRL. She says, as banning Congress from trading stocks gets kicked around Washington, a review of the Congress to lobbyist revolving door, the main way lawmakers cash in on their, quote, public service. Couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. Bernie Sanders says on Twitter, shock, shock, shock. Gas prices are at the highest level in 7 years, while ExxonMobil, Chevron, Shell, and BP made nearly $25 billion in profits last quarter, the highest level in over 7 years. The problem is not inflation. The problem is corporate greed, collusion, and profiteering. Profiteering, excuse me. Bernie Sanders is right on the money. Nina Turner says on Twitter, if we cancel student debt, it doesn't solve the root problem. That's why I support tuition-free college, too. Totally agree. And the last one here, I wanted to give a shout out to a friend of mine and a follower of mine on Twitter. He actually has his own podcast. It's super, super good. Super insightful. This is by Aldo B. Martin. He has a podcast called the Reclamation Podcast, and it's where they attempt to give a voice to those that have experienced and overcome religious cults or high control groups. So if you are interested in something like that, if you like my show, give his show a listen. I don't think you'll be disappointed. That's going to wrap up our social media break of the show. I hope you enjoyed. When we come back, we will close out the show. I'll see you guys on the other side. Hey guys, welcome back from the break. That's going to wrap up today's episode, Party Foul. I hope everyone enjoyed today's show. We will be back next Sunday with a brand new episode. I want to thank the listeners of the show for making the Progressive Vibe what it is. You're the ones who like and share and donate and even subscribe to the show. I still can't believe that the show has subscribers. It's so awesome. If you want to contact the show, you can do this on the website, theprogressivevibe.com. There you can enter your email address in and you can receive every show when we post. You can donate to the show. You can see our latest episodes and et cetera. If you would like to get in touch with me, you can follow me on Twitter at Dottie_vibe. That's DODI_VIBE. And last but not least, guys, this podcast was sponsored by Anchor. Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. If you would like to make a podcast of your own, you can check out anchor.fm.com to learn more to get started on that. I will see everyone next Sunday. Until then, everyone have a great week. Stay positive, stay progressive, and I will catch you in the next one. Peace and love.